Good morning, Cody Chamble here with you, and I am joined by Cody Mulliken and Justin Oswald. We are talking about the C4 Crawford County Car Show coming up Saturday, August 3rd, the 5th annual Crawford County Car Show at the Village of Wazika Boat Landing, happening from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. there on Saturday, August 3rd. And guys, I love this little slogan you got, or, you know, the talking about the event. No trophies, no judging, no fees, just cool rides, prizes, and good times. That's basically what you guys are trying to do. We talked a couple months ago about the car cruise. You kind of had that same vibe here with the car show as well. Just hanging out, talking about cars, looking at cars, and just having a good time.
Exactly. That's the game plan, and that's what we're hoping to do. Bring people into town, get everybody together, talk about what you have, talk about what you're interested in, your hobbies, your passion, and just get everybody together to maybe learn something and find something new. Justin always had a slogan, if you think it's cool, bring it on down. And we like to kind of stick with that. We're not picky about anything. You know, what you think is cool, somebody else might not. So we don't get into the trophies and the judging aspect of it all. But we just want to see everything we can and learn as much as we can and talk to people.
With the fifth annual here, I'm sure you've seen the community grow. I'm sure you've had people, you know, bring, you know, the same person who maybe has brought four or five different cars already at this point. How cool has that been to see that, one, the community grow and just getting a chance to meet people and having more people join and kind of just growing that community here in Crawford County with the car shows?
Yeah, absolutely. We have people that tell us every year, oh, they write it down on the calendar right away in January, like this is when it is, and I don't care if there's a wedding, I'm going to be there. And so we do enjoy that. We do appreciate that a lot. We give away multiple tables of door prizes. We have a free event, and you can also come down, and you have a really, really good chance of winning some cool prizes that were donated. And, we hit up a lot of car shows, local and afar, during the summer times, too, and we hand out posters. And it's amazing the people you meet, and they hear about you from – I mean, I've talked to people in Baraboo that have said they've heard about our show, and it's really great, and they're going to come down. So it's starting to reach out even farther, which is amazing, and we love to hear that. And in the cars that we can bring down in just this local little town, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you mentioned the prizes and stuff and the contest you got going on. You got door prizes, 50-50 raffles. You know, you got a burnout pit contest. Explain that a little bit to me. I'm not a big car guy, but what does that all entail? Is that actual, you're going to have people do burnouts, or is that something else?
Yeah, no, we actually have a burnout contest. So we were lucky enough, the village has a tennis court area that's no longer in use. They allow us to do burnouts on that tennis court. We set up some cement jersey blocks for protection and safety. We rope an area off. They get a few judges to judge the burnout contest, and people register. So you're able to safely back your car in a controlled environment and area, do a burnout as best you can. And then we have prizes for first, second, third, and fourth in that. The first two prizes, first place is $200 and second place is $100. And last year was the first year, and we had a great turnout for that. We had people coming from afar just to put their cars in there and burn some smoke.
There you go. That's the thing, too, in this area, too. People just like, hey, doing burnouts. So it's like, hey, if I can have a way to do it and make some money, you're going to have people come from a long ways away.
Exactly. We give them a safe spot to do it. We keep the people safe. We keep the drivers safe. We have rules set aside for that. I mean, you're doing a burnout, but there's no horse playing. There's no messing around because we just don't want anybody to get hurt. But we give you the opportunity to do it, because it ain't really legal on the street.
Right.
So we try to give you a spot that's legal, safe, and fun to do it.
We talked about with the car cruise, and here I'm sure it's the same with the car show, and I see even with the food stand proceeds going to the Wazika Steuben Trap Club. You guys are constantly giving back to the community, giving back to the area with donations and things like that. I'm sure that's the same here with the car show as well.
Exactly. Everything that we try to earn down there, we'll use it for our operating costs, and anything that's overhead that we don't need, we find a way to give back to the community and try to put it back into the local area. This year, luckily, we were able to give back to five local summer rec programs. Last year, we donated 20 flags, I believe, to different villages and towns, new American flags that they could hang up when theirs were old and weathered. A couple years before that, we went to the Wazika Boat Landing and redid some landscaping. And then another project we've done is donated some money to some village parks and things like that to try to keep them up and going and help with a few maintenance costs. It may not be a lot, but something is better than nothing. We really are thankful that the Trap Club has been able to come down year after year. They have a heck of a food stand. They do a good job grilling out, tons of options there, and they make good money to keep their Trap Club running and operating. And also with that, we have Utter Brothers out of Boscobel, brings down all the ice cream treats and things like that. And we were able to have them come every year as well, and they do a really great job with that. So we have a lot of good food and dessert opportunities, and then we got great music on the grounds and all that other stuff. So it's a great time.
What's the swap meat spots? What is that? That says free and encouraged. What does that all entail?
So that's also kind of another new thing that we're trying to dabble in, is getting people to bring swap meat items. So we're talking like car stuff. So if you've got car items you want to sell, like you got some front bumpers off your old pickup truck, or you've got tires and wheels off your old Chevelle, or whatever you got going on, if you want to bring them down and set them up to sell, we're encouraging you to, it's a free opportunity to sell your stuff. There's a bunch of car guys there. They might buy your stuff and any car parts that you may have laying around.
There we go. It's the C4 Crawford County Car Show, the 5th annual, coming up Saturday, August 3rd, Village of Waseca Boat Landing. That's East Front Street in Waseca, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and free entry. Just coming out and show off your cool ride and have a good time out at the C4 Crawford County Car Show. For any questions, as Justin and Cody have said before, check out their Facebook page, you'll have a bunch of details on there as far as if things change, times change, date, whatever, you know, if there's rain, things like that, they'll take care of it, and you'll see it on the Facebook page. So, Cody and Justin, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Thank you much.